Support for KRVS comes from 64 Parishes, a quarterly magazine on Louisiana history and culture by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities. The spring issue, out now, highlights the 2021 Humanities Awards winners, as well as oral histories of Integration in Shreveport, Antoine's Restaurant's Famous Archive, Boogie Bill Webb, Sugarcane Harvesting, and more at 64parishes.org.
August of 1982, recorded in Dallas, Texas. That was Anson Funderburg and the Rockets with "The Blues Seem to Follow Me." Anson on guitar, Daryl Newlish on vocals. Anson Funderburg and the Rockets bringing us into the third hour of 4 hours of Blues for us this Friday here on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock, stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer, and after Nick, stay tuned at 3 p.m. for Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. Daryl Newlish ended up leaving Anson Funderburg and the Rockets and ended up moving to Boston. Some years later, he was performing at the Boston Blues Festival. He's a fine harp player, too, and ended up having Anson Funderburg back him up again on guitar. We're going to turn to that recording again from September of 2002. Daryl Newlish on vocals. I'm not sure if he's playing blues harp on this one or not. And Anson Funderburg on guitar. Newlish doing a number called Worried.
Worried, the night. I really get worried when things start going right. I'm worried, but I stay worried all the time. How can I be happy with all this worry on my mind? Worry, 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 I'm worried. I stay worried all the time. How can I be happy? Look out, too much worry on my mind.
Otis Clay and Johnny Rawls from a disc called Soul Brothers that came out back in 2014. I think that was their last disc as a duet. And that, of course, was a number called Road Dog. Before that, we heard Daryl Newlish on vocals and Anson Funderburg on guitar live at the Boston Blues Festival back in September of 2002. Newlish singing a number called Worried. And we turn next here on KRVS to B.B. King. Back in 1955, he had a big hit with his rendition of Every Day I Have the Blues. On the flip side of that single was a little piece called Sneaking Around. Here's B.B. King from 55.
Well, hello. pretty baby, I just called to say that we were through, because I'm so tired sneaking around with you. I want to meet you in the sunlight, not in a secret rendezvous, because I'm so
1981. That was ZZ Hill from Dallas, Texas at the time. ZZ Hill with a number, of course, called Down Home Blues. He had just signed on with Malico Records, and for the next 3 years or so, he was to do very well, best he ever had in his career, and sparked a lot of interest in the blues and Southern audiences, traditional Southern audiences. Unfortunately, he died in 84 as a result of injuries received in a car wreck. He was 49 at the time. He was preceded by B.B. King. We heard B.B. King from 1955 doing a very interesting number for B.B. King, a number called Sneaking Around. We just heard ZZ Hill from Dallas. We're going to turn to Austin, Texas, and W.C. Clark, who's often referred to as a godfather of Austin blues. He worked with Joe Tex and his band, also with Stevie Ray Vaughan when they had the Triple Threat Review prior to Double Trouble. Here he is from a disc called Deep in the Heart, W.C. Clark on guitar and vocals with My Texas Home.
Here I am. told Doolittle do the show. Who let the blue boy play? Who let the blue boy play? Gonna ride the mule, gonna chase him too. Pulling on a, pulling on a, pulling on a pony he go.
Magnus with a number called Blue Boy. This from her disc, Geneva Magnus Sings John Fogerty, that came out in 2019. And before that, we heard W.C. Clark with a track from his disc, My Texas Home. That one came out, the disc is called Deep in the Heart. My Texas Home was the name of the tune. That one came out in 2004. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show & Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And support for the entertainment calendar also comes from PickYourTicket.com, streaming a virtual concert featuring Yvette Landry and friends, recorded live in KRVS's Cypress Lake Studios. It's coming up this Saturday, March 20th at 7 p.m. For tickets and more information, visit PickYourTicket.com. And we have a couple of other musical announcements to get to. Wayne Toups and Joel and Wilson Sabwa will be at the Hideaway tonight. Cupid is playing for Downtown Alive. It's a virtual performance on the Downtown Alive Facebook page. Ryan Foray and Tradition will be at Rockin' Bowl. The Four Horses are at Tom Marie's and Brew Bridge tonight. The Lanyap Band will be playing at Agave in Youngsville starting at 6:30 this evening. Sailor Mouth All-Star Jam is taking taking place at the Grouse Room. Also, KRVS's Dr. Pearson Cross, who hosts Bayou to Beltway, he'll be performing online tonight at PASA Online at 7 p.m. Again, that's at PASA Online at 7 p.m. Dr. Pearson Cross, fine jazz pianist. And let me see, we've got also tomorrow a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville, and the Debtors will be playing Blue Moon Saloon tomorrow night. Forrest Yuval is at Tante Marie's. Julian Primo playing Grouse Room tomorrow. Sideshow at Rockin' Bowl. The Pine Leaf Boys will be at Hideaway. Also, Richard LaBeouf will be at Cowboys. And then, as we just mentioned, Yvette Landry and friends will be performing online for virtual concert at pickyourticket.com. Check them out for ticket information. And on Sunday, Chubby Carriera and the Bayou Swamp Band plays the Rockin' Bowl. Also on Sunday, there's a gospel brunch from noon to 1 at the Hideaway. And then later that evening, Kelly Jones will be performing. And playing for us now here on KRVS, Betty LaVette from her disc A Woman Like Me from 2002. Here's Betty with a piece called Hey, Hey, Baby.
Thank you. But you ain't seen nothing till you see her, see her. Doo-doo-doo, doo-doo-doo. Shake her show, take her time. Move her body like I move mine. When she dances, you'll love her too. Once you see her, do the do. Position, love or two, when you see her, do the do. You ain't seen nothing till you see her do the do.
Howling Wolf from the London Howling Wolf Sessions, recorded in May of 1970 in London, of course. That was a number written by Willie Dixon, and Howling Wolf was Chess Records sent him to London, and he recorded with Eric Clapton, Steve Winwood, Bill Wyman, Charlie Watts, a number of other people that were in on some of these sessions, Hubert Sumlin, even Lafayette Leake on piano on some of them. Not this one, but it was one of these concept albums where they figured Chess Records hoped that they could sell more Howling Wolf because he teamed up with all these well-known British blues rockers like Clapton and Winwood and others. And it did okay for Chess Records. They ended up 18 months later doing the same thing with Muddy Waters. Before we heard the track from the London Howling Wolf Sessions, we heard Betty Levette from her disc Woman Like Me doing a number called Hey, Hey, Baby. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Smokey Hogg. He was a Texas blues man from basically the Dallas area. Spent some time in Chicago and then back to Texas. We're going to listen to a recording he did back in 1947. It wasn't released until a few years later, and a couple of years later, actually. And early in 1950, he got to number 5 on the R&B charts with this tune, one that was first recorded by Sonny Boy Williamson I. Here's Smokey Hogg with his rendition of A Good Morning Little Schoolgirl.
Good morning, little schoolgirl. Good morning, little schoolgirl. Can I go home with you? I go home with you. You tell your mama and your father I'm a schoolboy too. Gonna fly all over, gonna fly all over town. I don't find my little schoolgirl, ain't gonna let my airplane down. I love my baby, I love my baby, I love my baby child. smile. About my school days, and it sure do burn my mind.
Don't the shining moon look pretty? Yeah. Shining down through the trees. Don't the moon look pretty? Shining down through the trees. I can see my baby, no, when she don't see me. I looked up at the shining moon, stars were sparkling green. I looked up at the shining moon, stars were sparkling green. I got a sweet little woman that a man most ever seen. I ease over to her window, see how sweet she snows. I tipped over to her window, see how sweet she snows. She made me feel like jumping. She holding a door.
Lightning Hopkins with a number called Shining Moon. He recorded this for Gold Band Records somewhere between 1947 and 1950. He recorded prolifically from 46, 47, well on into the 1950s, and then had a bit of a hiatus in his career that ended in 1959. We heard just before Lightning Hopkins, Smokey Hogg, who was actually related. He was a related cousin to Lightning Hopkins. Smokey Hogg did his rendition of Good Morning, Little Schoolgirl. Again, a number that was first recorded by Sonny Boy Williamson the First back in 1937 in Chicago. We're going to turn next to Sonny Boy Williamson the First. His name was John Lee Williamson. He was originally from Tennessee, ended up in Chicago, and unfortunately was murdered in 1949 at the age of 34, but he definitely had a big influence on a lot of blues harp players on the Chicago blues scene during his particular time there. Here he is from 1939, doing a number called Good Gravy. Sonny Boy Williamson, blues harp and vocals.
Thank you. best, not the best in town, but I'll be the best until the best come around. I hope to stay like breathing, and I would like to know. Talk about your candy shop. I'd like to try lollipop. Would this live like breathing? Now I would like to know. Not the best, not the best in town, but I'll be the best until the best come around. But what this smell like, baby, I would like to know. Not the best, not the best in town, but I'll be the best until the best come around. I'm gonna hold this snake like crazy, and I would like to know.
Kid rag combined with a little bit of Blind Boy Fuller's piccolo rag thrown in there. Second Avenue, all the kids are trying to show what they can do about that killer kid. Little sister Kate took brother Mo, bounced a little sucker across the floor trying to do the doggone killer kid. You old alligator babe, you ain't too old to shift them gears. Mama rock hard, spread your wings, fly a little. Talk about that killer kid. About what you did, what? Dodge your mom, dodge your pa, get out of town, Dodge Law. Yeah, you can do the killer kid. Uh-huh. Yeah, is that right? Don't jump. Grandma loved Grandpa, so he's got the same old jive he had 30 years ago when he used to do the killer kid. Yow, what? Come on, you ain't too old to... Talk about that killer kid. How you killed in a Cadillac, killed in a Ford. You can even jive it on a running board, but don't jump. Take your time, killer kid. I know a gal on Dago Hill, a little how mama's got a lick of steel and all kind of stuff. Ah, you old alligator, babe, ain't too old to shift them gears. Mama rock hard, spread your wings. Ah, yes, yeah, well, come on, baby. Yes, yes, all right. Talk about that killer kid. Uh-huh. I don't worry about what you did. Killed in the country don't cost a dime. Killed in town, $40 fine. The guy. Talk about that killer kid.
from a disc called Live from Uncle Sam's Backyard that came out back in 1997. That was Paul Jeremiah here on KRVS again with, as he said, two tunes, one by Blind Boy Fuller, the other by Blind Willie McTell, Piccolo Rag and Kill It Kid, playing a 12-string guitar. He was moving on that guitar. It takes a lot of pressure on the fingertips. Before hearing Paul Jeremiah, we heard Sonny Boy Williamson the First, again recorded back in 1939 on blues harp and vocals, doing a number for us called A Good Gravy. We're going to turn next to Blind Willie McTell. We just heard one of his numbers in that medley by Jeremiah. We're going to go back to 1927 and listen to Blind Willie McTell. He recorded a bit in Atlanta, also in New York. He'd head on up to New York. He got around very, very well. It's said that he could see light and shade, that sort of thing, but not much else. Here he is with a somewhat poignant number, Blind Willie McTell with Mama Tain't Long for Day.
Wake up, Mama, don't you sleep so hard. Wake up, Mama, don't you sleep so hard. For it's these old fools walking all over your yard. I've got these blues, blues I'm not satisfied. I got these blues, I'm not satisfied. That's the reason why I stole away and cried. Blues grabbed me in midnight, then turned me loose till day. Blues grabbed me in midnight, then turned me loose till day. I didn't have no mama to dry these blues away. The big star falling, mama, it ain't long for day. The big star falling, mama, it ain't long for day. Maybe the sunshine will dry these blues away. Oh, come here quick. Come on, Mom.
Willie McTell on 12-string guitar, again recorded back in 1927, Mama Tain't Long for Day. The big star fallen, Mama Tain't Long for Day, need a little sunshine to drive these blues away. Blind Willie McTell, they said he could walk down the street and tell you which buildings were where. He could be in a room and make a clucking sound and walk straight for the doorway. A very, very interesting guy and talented also. You're listening to The Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast on air at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. or on Facebook at KRVS Public Media. And our URL on the internet is krvs.org. KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Programming on this station is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and also by listeners like you. We'd like to thank those of you out there who do keep us on the air with your annual contributions. That is a critical component of our funding, and we would not be here at all without that listener support. So if you're not a member and you do enjoy what you hear on KRVS, we hope at some point you'll decide to support it. You can do so anytime by going online at krvs.org. Hit the donate button and help us out, and we would be grateful. We're going to break for the news with NPR. That's coming up at 12:01. We'll be back at 12:06 with some Billy Boy Arnold to kick off the final hour of the Blues Box for us this Friday here on KRVS. To take us up to news time, we're going to head up to Portland, Oregon, and listen to Terry Robb Trio from 1994. Here's Terry Robb on guitar with Buck Dance to take us up to news time.